Glenroy Gilbert is head coach of the Canadian team. He's head coach of Athletics Canada. He is in London, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Glenroy, thanks so much for doing this today. Your initial thoughts about Andre DeGrasse not being able to run. How did you find out? And can you tell me, before we talk about Andre in particular, what type of an impact this has had on the entire Canadian team?
I mean, obviously, you can imagine, staff, athletes. We're all somewhat disappointed for Andre. We knew that this was something that he had been working towards. So obviously, when an athlete gets hurt and is unable to compete in the biggest meet of the season, the impact on them is first and foremost, and then, of course, the rest of the team. But I think people are rallying and certainly supporting Andre and his coach and the decision to pull out of the competition, not to have greater setback in terms of injuring himself.
How exactly did he injure himself, and when did you find out, Glenroy?
You know what? I'm not sure of the details around how the injury came about. I think his coach can certainly speak to that. But I found out yesterday at some point. I can't remember the exact time of the day, but I found out yesterday, and we were basically managing it through our media folks at Athletics Canada, mm-hmm. making sure that we go about doing it the right way in terms of the channels in which it had to go through.
In terms of the logistics of this now, Glenroy, what does this mean in particular for the relay, for the relay team? Who will replace Andre?
Well, like I said, it's certainly a big spot to fill, but we prepare often. We bring six athletes, and we certainly prepare for anything and everything when it comes to an athlete like Andre, considering he was running the 100 and the 200. At any point in the sport of track and field, anything can happen through any round. So we come in with a contingency plan to work every zone with two or three different guys, just to make sure that if something does happen, we have somebody that can step in to that role and run on the day that we need them.
How do you think Andre will come back from this or respond to this? Because it's clear that, look, I've got to think he was looking forward to racing Bolt. Chances are now he may not get to race Bolt, although, I think a lot of us sort of always, anytime you've seen Bolt makes a pronouncement, you kind of put a little asterisk beside it. But how is he going to react to that? Because this was probably going to be the biggest race of his young life, I would think.
Yeah. You know what? I think obviously, like I said earlier, I think he's clearly going to be disappointed. But I obviously look at the fact that he is 22 years old, and maybe he doesn't get to race Bolt, but there'll be other competitors, other world championships, Olympic Games down the road where he's going to be a prominent figure there. So I think in terms of in the short term, it's probably pretty devastating. But I think as time passes, you'll get a better sense, a better look at exactly what has happened and take measure from it and look and see that, you know what, there'll be plenty more of these opportunities and he will have his defining moment.
In conversation with Athletics Canada head coach Glenroy Gilbert, this type of injury, any type of hamstring injury for any athlete is obviously serious and painful, but for a sprinter in particular, Glenroy, is there a special concern with the rate of your recovery when you suffer a hamstring injury? Like, do you have to take it really, really slow?
Yeah, I mean, clearly you don't want to, you want to give it some initial rest right out the gate. But I think there are many different hamstring recovery protocol. Like, again, it all depends on the severity of the cramp or the tear. Mm-hmm. What modalities you would use. And I think Andre obviously is going to get the best treatment available to get him healthy again. And I think just rest and focus on next year and building himself back up for competition in the coming years.
So from where you sit now, Glenroy, what is the 100 meters race look like? Who are the candidates to take a shot at Usain Bolt?
Well, you know, obviously the young guy from the University of Tennessee, I think it's Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming in good form. You can never underestimate Gatlin, but Gatlin has been there in the past. So I think there's a couple of South African sprinters as well. I mean, I think the field is obviously wide open. I think Bolt, obviously, as far as I see it, is probably the class of the field. I mean, he wouldn't be competing if he didn't think he could win. So, I mean, you'd have to, if I was a betting man, you'd have to believe that he probably will be triumphant on the day.
What are you expecting from him in terms of and I know this is hard to forecast because you weather and all sorts of things can come into play here, but what do you think we're going to see from Bolt if this is his last race? Is there a chance you think that he comes close to his fastest time, that there's maybe one more special moment in there?
You know, to be honest, I don't think so. I mm-hmm. really don't. I mean, I think he's 30, 31. I'm not quite sure. But, I mean, I'm not saying that his best races are behind him. I think ultimately for him, it's about coming out here and it's about winning. Whatever time it takes to win, I think that's what you're going to see. But to expect that he would run 9:58 at this point in his career, I don't think that's very likely.
As far as the Canadian team in general goes now, Glenroy, who are some of the athletes we should be looking forward to seeing, even with Andre not there?
Yeah, I mean, like, we've got a strong team overall. Like you mentioned earlier, of course, you've got the men's relay. The women's 4x4 will be a strong squad as well. You know, Damian Warner, that'll all obviously be ready to go. We've got Melissa Bishop in the 800, Mo Emmett, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we've got a pool of athletes. Some of the race walkers, Evan Dunphy, and so you can look around. Of course, Derek Gruen in the high jump. So we certainly have a few athletes that are still capable of collecting medals here when it counts.
Now, Canada has had some difficult times in the relays. I don't need to tell you that. The fact now that you won't have Andre, do you have to change your preparation a little bit and maybe even be a little more focused now on some of the technical things because you won't have that guy on your team? Or is it too late at this point?
Well, no, it's not too late. But here's the thing. We're always focused on the technical components. That's one of the things that has made us successful in the past, is that we are very technical in our approach to the relay. And simply now is just making sure that guys, you know, there are guys here that probably wouldn't have had an opportunity to run. Now they're going to have the opportunity to run, so it's gonna bring to bear exactly their ability to handle the stress of the stadium and being able to perform when it counts. This is what they do. This is what they should be able to do, regardless of if they're an alternate waiting or you put them on the track. This is, they're professional athletes and they have to get the job done. And we've done the work required to run well. Obviously, having a guy like Andre on the end of the relay certainly helps you immensely. But at the same time, I think even without Andre, this is a very strong team. And for these guys, this is going to be their moment to shine.